the issues that have been of greatest interest to you, let's say over the past 2 weeks, the last 14 days, what would you say would be the top three issues that have been of most interest to you? Well, I imagine for some folks, because I do know there are quite a few issues. So let's narrow it down. Let's narrow it down to sports. When it comes to sports, what have been the top three issues for you in the past 2 weeks? Well, I know some people are really, really happy about something that took place last night. Let's let ESPN let us in on it. Yeah, I mean,
beard hair can be as strong as copper wire.
I know a lot of you are baseball fans. Some of you, your favorite teams didn't, you know, go as far as you would have wanted. Well, that's the nature of sports, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey. All of our teams won't go as far as we want.
The 0-2 pitch and a swing and a foul tip held by Contreras. And the World Series is headed back to Cleveland for Game 6. Aroldis Chapman gets 8 outs tonight.
Coming in early, I absolutely agree with what Joe Maddon did, because that's what you've been doing. You break in the 7th inning. You've got to win this game or there is no tomorrow.
Exactly.
But you heard Joe Maddon come out and say, and he was completely honest and straightforward, he kind of snuck up on us.
You're going to sit there with a straight face and act like it's not possible that throwing 40-plus pitches over the last 2 games for your closer couldn't potentially be detrimental in the Game 7? Is that what you're saying?
It is possible. So?
That's all I'm saying.
But that's what a manager's paid to do. He's paid to weigh those possibilities and make the right choice.
I haven't spoken to him yet, but even talking to him yesterday after the game, he felt really good. I'd imagine he's definitely able for 2.
Swung on, lined to deep left field. It is gone! We are tied at 6.
And the Cubs trying to send it into extra innings. Lindor at the plate. Game 7 of the World Series is going to go into extra frames. Ground ball to third base hit down the left field line. Cubs lead 7-6. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over and the celebration begins.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the Cubs did it. The Windy City champions. And, you know, I say congratulations to both teams for having made it to the championship. But certainly, hats off to the Chicago Cubs. But taking it all the way 7-6 in the 10th inning of the game. The 10th inning of the final game of the series. 7-6. What a game. What a game. Well, welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you all back with us again. Are you sad? Are you happy? Were you voting one way or the other? Hoping one way or the other? With regards to that game, did it matter to you whether Cleveland won, whether Chicago won? Did you just want the game to be, the series to be a good series? Sometimes, no matter what the sport is, people just want a good series. Some people be looking for a blowout, but a lot of people want it to be close. They want it to be good. They want to be kept on the edge of the seat. Chicago and Cleveland took us there this year. Yes. That was a good one. All right. Well, as it turns out, you know, we have, a few more days of voting left. We're into Thursday now, of course, and it's winding down, winding down, winding down. And it's interesting that we still have some issues with regards to emails. So far, though, it seems like there's still no, I'll put it this way. It seems like there's enough information for gossip, but nothing that comes even close to criminal convictions. It seems like, you know, there's enough to keep the rumor mill going. There's enough to keep people wondering if anything is going to turn up, but basically just enough to keep people talking. But so far, no more than what had previously been disclosed. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that every little bit that comes up, especially when, you know, what's being put out there is food for fodder for opponents, critics, people who are opposed to, people who are against. You could take anything, and it'll be enough to get stuff going, and people will hype it up and hype it up and hype it up. If it's, you know, against the other camp, really hype it up. It could be against someone of their own camp, and they'll play it down, dismiss it, ignore it, minimize it. There's enough to give people some talking points. But the question is, basically, what has been released that says, you know what? There's definitely been some criminal activity here. What do we have that even suggests that? And of course, people will play stuff up, like I said, play stuff up. And isn't it interesting that our FBI director, registered Republican, has brought this information out in the last week of the presidential campaign? Just coincidence? Again, too, the fact that this information is being released. The information that's being released from WikiLeaks isn't giving us information. First of all, I think it's terrible that Assange was working with folks who were doing all this hacking to begin with. I think it's just a travesty. And I think most of us, if we're just honest, can admit that it is a travesty that all this espionage, even if it's from in-house, from within our own country, was going on. I remember how upset Americans were when we discovered that the command had been given, the directive had been given, 2001, to spy on Americans. Of course, we were being told that the only phone calls that were being tapped into were those that were coming from outside the country, from people who were suspected of maybe colluding with those who might be seeking the harm of America. And then we found out that no, millions upon millions, a whole lot of Americans who were not even out of the country were having their phone calls logged. And understandably, we got upset about that. Do you think that America is equally as upset now that we have all of this information coming through WikiLeaks? Part of my concern is that the spying went on in the first place. Period. But another of my concerns is that this is so one-sided. It's not as though the people who were doing, who were responsible for the espionage simply wanted Americans to get information about what's been going on and get a fuller picture of what happens within the world of politics by revealing what's been going on with the Democratic Party, good and bad. What's been going on with the Republican Party, good and bad. What's been going on with any of a variety of independent parties, good or bad. Isn't it interesting that that's not what's happening? But rather, everything is for the purpose of making the Democratic Party look bad. And not just as it pertains to Hillary Clinton. Remember earlier in the summer, when it comes to, when I say Hillary Clinton, not just her emails, but remember earlier in the summer, tapping into the Democratic Party's server so that they could expose, reveal, find out what was going on, and then reveal that the DNC had basically, at least according to the reports, stacked the odds against Bernie Sanders. I don't want to get into a whole lot of back and forth with regards to how the Democratic Party and how the Republican Party should run their programs. That's a discussion for another day. What I'm focusing on right now is, because, of course, we know, and I say how both of those parties run things, I'm talking about in-house, how they run things within their own parties. We know that we had espionage going on to say, hey, this is what was happening with the Democratic Party. With the Republican Party, Republicans told us what was going on, and specifically Donald Trump was saying that everything is rigged. I'm just asking you, what do you think? I think it's a travesty that we have this person, this group, this organization, these individuals who are working to really slam one party. Rather than, you know, if they've got to do something that is unethical, as hacking into servers and grabbing hold of information and leaking it out to the public, why not do it in a way that is at least even-handed? And again, not just giving good or just bad about any party, but giving good and bad about every party, or giving no information about any party. Why not make it an all or none proposition rather than have this thing weighted against one party, regardless of which party it is? All right, so that's one issue we have before us. Will this continue? Will we continue to have people, organizations tapping into, hacking into servers, grabbing information and feeding it to the public, only what they want the public to hear so that they can poison the way the public thinks about one particular group? And we get these constant feeds of one-sided accounts of what's going on. Makes it more difficult to really just be able to make a well-informed decision as to what's going on. Making an informed decision is not necessarily the same as making a well-informed. If what you're receiving is all one-sided, you're informed, but you're not well-informed. Sometimes we just have to decide, okay, how are we going to filter? What are we going to accept? What are we going to reject? And there has to be a lot of that. And one thing's for sure, we need to make sure that we don't just get caught up on conspiracy theories. Remember when we had a lot of criticism about so-called conspiracy theories years ago? Smoking guns, smoke and mirrors. What are we actually being presented? I have another question I want to ask you about where our country is headed. When I come back, stay with me.